else could that be but The Temptations, one of a handful of groups whose songs were part of the soundtrack of American life in the 1960s and 70s. There's a new musical currently playing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. that tells the story of the group's founding and rise to superstardom. It's called Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of The Temptations, and the musical is told through the eyes of its co-founder and sole surviving member, Otis Williams. We talked with Otis Williams yesterday. Today, we wanted to hear from the playwright, a Detroit native herself, Dominique Morisseau. She's a rising star in her own right, with previous works that include a trilogy of plays set in Detroit that explore the jazz era through the 2008 recession. Morisseau's varied career also includes a stint writing for the hit TV show Shameless. And Dominique Morisseau is with us now. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
So why did you want to do this project?
Well, first and foremost, I'm from Detroit. And if you're my generation, you grew up on your parents' music. You know, there's not a Detroiter that did not grow up on some kind of Motown sound. And so I just was so moved by the story of these young African-American men at a time, you know, figuring out their lives and their identity and their role as artists while the world and the country was in great civic unrest. And that feels so now to me that it was my way in. I wanted to tell that story.
I have to ask, did you have any nervousness about taking on a story about, I can't think of any other word to use except iconic, this iconic group that is so important to so many people, probably your parents, all their neighbors, everybody.
That's right.
Listen to The Temptations. I have to ask, is there a part of you that was nervous about thinking, okay, I'm going to tell this story now?
Oh, absolutely. I'm shaking in my boots. I mean, you know, anytime I have anyone's story in my hands, it feels like, you know, a big call to be able to tell someone's story while they're still living. Is this a great burden, I think, and a great responsibility to that. And Otis Williams, he was so amazing. I got to meet with him and talk with him, even though, you know, I was nervous to share the work with him. Actually, I was most nervous to share it with him and maybe with, like, Detroiters, because they will be your toughest critics, honey. They all feel like they knew The Temptations very well, and they're going to tell you every way that you should have done this, that, and the other. So, but I feel like getting Otis's blessing kind of makes me feel like, come on, give me your best shot. I got Otis behind me.
How do you understand Otis Williams now that you've had a chance to immerse yourself in his story?
I just marvel kind of at who he is and the man that he is. It takes a lot to be able to stick with this group as long as he has, to be the glue, to be the backbone of this entity, to not really be the one in the spotlight, you know, and we focus on that in our show too. I mean, that sort of takes a really special human being, what he's made of. When you're around him and you can feel it, it's just magic, really, and it's vision. He's a visionary, and you realize that in order to do that, you can kind of have to step. It's like when a really good leader knows when to be a follower. That's what I get when I'm around him.
You know, Detroit obviously is very important to your work as a writer, and you've written about different time periods like the 67 riots, the 40s jazz era, now The Temptations, but you've been quoted as saying that all plays are about now, right now.
Yeah.
Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, whether you're dealing with Shakespeare or whether you're dealing, you know, with a new Katori Hall play or a Terrell Alva McCraney story, you know, we are all writing about the themes of love and power and power struggle and economics. I mean, these tales have been the tale as old as time. And why all stories feel like right now is because of those themes. They all feel like 2018 stories. The Temptation story is, you know, starts in 1963, their group starts, you know, and everything about 1963, 64, 65 could be mirrored right now, which is scary, but it's also profound that art gets to do that, to catch up to the time and give us a way of looking at something differently and get in dialogue about it.
I read that you actually started writing plays in college because you actually were studying acting.
Yeah.
And that you started writing because there were not the roles for
Absolutely.
You that you wanted to perform. Is it getting better?
You know, I think yes and no. I think a lot, you're going to see a lot more artists of color. You're going to see, you know, right now there's a lot of African women artists in New York who are getting their work produced. And so I always say that we can't allow ourselves to be cherry picked, you know, or to be the flavor of the month, you know, because that's flavors come and go. And I think that it feels like we're being flavored right now as opposed to being institutionalized and grown up from the bottom up, you know. And so
what would that look like?
We're not in administrative roles in theater, and we need to be in more leadership positions. People of color need to be more, there needs to be more artistic directors of color. There needs to be more executive directors. I mean, that we really have to do it all the way throughout the institutions and not just, you know, on the program, on the brochure, or on the stage.
Well, before we let you go, I want to mention that you have one of the most epic wedding dance videos ever. One that has been seen at least a half a million by at least a half a million people on YouTube. It was actually to a song from Dirty Dancing, which is the yes. piece that's gotten. So I have to put you on the spot. Did you play The Temptations at your wedding?
Oh, of course. We played The Temptations at our wedding. We had a whole Motown segment at our wedding. My husband, his name is Jimmy Keys, but he's a hip-hop artist. He goes by J. Keys. And so we had an epic wedding dance of music history, really, because of that. And The Temptations are all day through our wedding.
This little girl of mine, I wanna say she's so fine.
That is the award-winning playwright Dominique Morisseau. She wrote the book for Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of The Temptations. It's showing at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and will travel to other cities before it heads to Broadway. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.